Blog Talk Radio.
Well, looks like we're having some trouble with our music this morning. Welcome, everyone, to Health This Week in Health Innovations. I am your host today, Pat Salber. I'm the host of the Dr. Ways In with the Twitter handle of Doc Ways In. And I'm also the co-founder and CEO of Health Tech Hatch, a online resource for healthcare innovators offering crowdfunding, early concept testing, and mentoring and consulting. My co-host today is Chris Selecki. Chris is the Chief Strategy Officer of Health Tech Hatch and Principal at Zia Healthcare Consultants. And this week in Health Innovations has been focusing over the last few days on the countdown to HIMSS 13 in New Orleans. We're all getting on a plane, me tomorrow, my partner in This Week in Health Innovations, Greg Masters, is on his way now, and it should be a very exciting week. And so, without further ado, let me pass the baton over to Chris, who will introduce our guest.
Thank you, Pat. I'm here. Thank you, Pat. So our guest today is Phil Fasano, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Information Officer of Kaiser Permanente. In his position at KP, he has helped create better tools and platforms to enable smarter, more connected care that is affordable and has a focus on prevention. His work has significantly contributed to KP's ability to measure and compare the care they deliver, which is foundational in improving quality and safety. It has helped move the organization toward the goal of real-time, personalized health care for their more than 9 million members. Phil has recently authored a book about the topic titled Transforming Healthcare, the Financial Impact of Technology, Electronic Tools, and Data Mining, which we might be discussing today.
Fantastic.
Is Phil on the line?
I am, Chris. How are you?
Hi, do we have Phil on?
Yes, we do have Phil on. Hi, Phil. This is Pat. Welcome
to
the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Fantastic. So, Chris,
Pat,
you want to...
How are you, Chris?
Well, Chris seems to be having a little bit of difficulty with her line, so let me just take over for her. Phil, what we were hoping we could chat about today is your new book. And we were hoping that you could tell us why you wrote it and then give us some highlights from Transforming Healthcare.
Well, as you introduced me, at Kaiser Permanente, we've made a lot of progress using information technology to help our care teams really enhance the quality and effectiveness of the care that we provide to our members. And as a consequence of that, I've certainly developed a perspective on what technology can do to help transform the healthcare industry. So from my standpoint, I decided I would write this book to not only inform others, but to hopefully incite others to go on the same journey we're on at Kaiser Permanente, given the knowledge that healthcare can enhance its quality as well as effectively be more cost-effective as a consequence of using these types of information technology tools. And frankly, the investor community and everyone that's in the information technology industry has an opportunity today to help healthcare in America be higher quality, more effective, more affordable, and more convenient. So it's very clear to me that opportunity is in front of us. I'm hoping that the book is a bit of a prescription for how the industry can transform. And I'm frankly very glad that the book came out at this point in time, given that we have healthcare reform just in front of us.
Yeah, it's actually perfect timing, and it's perfect timing that it's out and available prior to HIMSS. Phil, could you you talk about kind of a roadmap or a prescription for achieving really what is essentially the triple aim of better patient experience, lower cost and higher quality through the use of technology. Could you give us some of the highlights of technology that you've developed or overseen during your time at Kaiser Permanente that you think are critical elements of any healthcare delivery system's IT plan?
Well, the foundation is implementing what's called an electronic medical record. And an electronic medical record effectively is a place to put all of the patient information where with respect to their encounters with a physician and store that information. What we've actually done is taken it just a slight bit further than just putting an electronic medical record into our organization. We've actually created an electronic health record, which is a little more comprehensive. It includes all of the data about all of our patients, frankly, all the time. So it includes their lab tests. It includes all of their specialists' information and anything that was documented in the specialist visit. It includes everything that they have discussed about them or recorded about them if they were to go to one of our hospitals or one of our affiliated hospitals. So as a consequence, we have every bit of information about our patients that our health system has ever encountered with that patient, and that enhances our ability quite significantly to do things like chronic care capabilities that we build on top of our electronic medical record or electronic health record. And the outcomes of that work have been absolutely striking. In Northern California, we effectively reduced deaths from heart disease by 73%, a drop that was so significant that coronary heart disease was no longer the top cause of death for our 3 million Northern California members. In other parts of our organization, as we went and focused on breast cancer screenings, we improved the breast cancer screening rates by 11%, effectively saving over 500 lives across the Kaiser Permanente system. And one other example is colon cancer screening, which we increased by 23%, effectively saving over 3,500 lives across Kaiser Permanente. So these technologies not only work, but are extraordinarily important to care, chronic care management, and our ability to really improve outcomes for patients. And in fact, they do.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
This is Chris Selecki. I apologize, I got cut off before. I had a chance to read your book, and I'm was very impressed with the work that you've done at Kaiser. And I think that we would all agree that Kaiser is a very special and unique place. And while these tools are available to the rest of healthcare, I think we've got some cultural and other kinds of barriers to having them adopted widely. Can you talk a little bit about how you envision the culture change happening in order to get these tools adopted more widely throughout our healthcare system?
Oh, absolutely. What's quite interesting to me, in just the past 4 years, I've seen adoption across the entire healthcare system in this country go from single digits, 1%, 5%, 7%, up to 57% of all physicians now using an electronic medical record today, and about 18% of hospitals. Yes, we have a long way to go as a country, but frankly, that's quite positive in terms of the progress just in a few short years. The opportunity is for the entire healthcare system to adopt electronic medical records and ultimately electronic health records so that they're as comprehensive as they can be. And from my perspective, the industry is moving in that direction at as much a breakneck speed as healthcare ever has. There's been a lot of contribution to that in terms of incentives put in place in the form of cash incentives from the federal government. They effectively put $19 billion toward this as incentive to the entire healthcare system in this country to effectively adopt electronic medical records and become meaningful users of those records, which means they add the lab results, add pharmacy information, and really do make them comprehensive records on behalf of their patients. And then they go a little further, which is to connect those records. And there's a phrase I use, which is that every American should have their medical record present when being treated by a physician. And that should be a right, not a privilege. And up till now, it's been a bit of a privilege in this country. But I believe, based on the pace of change with respect to EHR adoption, we will get to a time in the not-too-distant future where every American will have that opportunity.
So one of the criticisms about electronic medical records that I've heard recently is that they were originally set up to enhance billing and rather than really coordinate care. And I know increasing encounters and procedures is certainly not Kaiser's objective. Kaiser's objective is around coordinating care. Can you talk about how you approached the electronic medical record and electronic health record to make sure that you were focusing on care coordination instead of optimizing encounters?
Well, the interesting thing about Kaiser Permanente is that we're prepaid, so there is no incentive to do more tests or produce more procedures. That's just the nature of how we were structured as an institution, and the benefit of that is it allows us to truly practice preventive medicine. And from that perspective, our incentives are completely aligned with our patients and our members. We would like them to be healthier. And you know, some of the statistics I gave you a little earlier would indicate that we're actually achieving those results. A lot of folks have said electronic medical records become a great billing tool. And from my perspective, the health system really has and really is focused on improving patient health. And health records do allow us as a health system to begin to go down the journey of actually reducing costs. Our experience is that about 13% of healthcare costs in the country are a consequence of simply redundant tests performed because most information wasn't available when a particular clinician or physician needed it. Electronic health records actually eliminate that situation. We found that to be true at Kaiser Permanente, and I believe as we implement electronic health records across the country and then connect them, the country is going to find that the opportunity is in hundreds of billions of dollars in terms of cost savings. So when people do talk about the opportunity to increase billings, I would actually focus them on let's reduce cost as a consequence of this journey, and I think it's an important one for the country to go through.
You came to Kaiser out of the financial services industry, if I'm not mistaken. I'm curious about your thoughts about healthcare and you know, how that transition has been for you.
Well, I did come from financial services, and I've had the privilege over a 25-year career in financial services to watch that industry go through substantial change as a consequence of information technology innovation. You know, the very simplistic thought about when many of us older folks, used to have test books when we went to the bank. I still remember that. A lot of people don't remember that. My children certainly don't, because to them, a banking relationship is in the palm of their hands. It's no further away than their mobile device. As information technology becomes more prevalent and the capabilities become more and more sophisticated, as I went through that journey in the financial services industry, it's very clear to me that healthcare is just on the cusp of that transformation. And the opportunity is extraordinary. Members will find that healthcare is now patient-centered. It's consumer-centered. And consumers and patients will find it to be convenient because they'll be able to access their health system either in the palm of their hands or on the Internet via a PC or some other device that's connected in that manner, much like they do their banking relationship today, but frankly a lot more important. This has to do with their health and their interaction with their physicians. And that opportunity broadly is in front of the entire healthcare industry. At Kaiser Permanente, we've gone down that path and have implemented for over 4 million of our members who access it, our Internet capabilities, and over 2 million of our members access our health system through their mobile devices. So for them, they've already made that transition and are experiencing healthcare in the future. And it's a future that I do talk about in this particular book, because I believe the entire healthcare system will go there and evolve in that direction. And it will be a much richer experience as well as a much better experience for patients and we call them members, but citizens across the country.
What are some of the specific things that you did to get your physicians and other providers to wholeheartedly adopt these new technologies? Because they do create changes in workflow and changes in the way that people are used to doing things.
They actually do, and in fact, our physicians were involved deeply in the design, development, and implementation of our electronic health record at Kaiser Permanente. They were there from the beginning. They had been users of technology through the decades. Our organization was founded on a number of innovative principles, including the preventive care practice that our physicians focus on. That particular focus had them constantly seeking innovation, and information technology was well aligned with their desires to innovate in healthcare. So they aligned with the transformation that we were going through, but they also drove that transformation. That said, it wasn't simple. After they adopted it, as many of our physicians like to remind me, their productivity went down, and that is very typical of any systems implementation, but in this case, in the medical community, of an electronic health record or medical record, you can anticipate that your productivity will go down until you become facile in the use of that system, and until that system both adopts to your workflow, and in some cases, you adopt your workflow to the system. Then productivity goes up, your ability to leverage the technology goes up. The fact that you have all the information about all the patients all the time enhances your ability to treat each patient in turn more effectively with higher quality and consistency. And frankly, our physicians are quite adept at using this technology today, and every one of them has told me they'd never go back. They believe this was the innovation that was right for our industry.
How about getting these technologies adopted by fee-for-service physicians? What do you think would be their motivation?
Well, I think every physician who's ever gone to med school, the motivation, I believe, is very similar, and that's to help their patients and treat their patients and keep their patients healthy. And, you know, when you center on that as your primary motivator, you know, as much as we always talk about billing and we always talk about, you know, the cost of healthcare, physicians are innately great people. They're focused on treating us and trying to keep us from becoming sick and in fact, to the extent they can, to enhance our health. Electronic health records align with that goal extraordinarily well because they allow physicians to get at information seamlessly. They allow physicians, when there are electronic health records and they're fully implemented, allow physicians to fully see their patient and have their health, the health history of that patient right in front of them at every encounter. That makes physicians better. It makes them better at what they want to focus on, which is really helping their patients maintain their health. That said, they also have the opportunity through additional tools, and we've implemented many of these, they're the analytic tools that have to do with chronic care management, to really deal with care gaps and help patients who might need a nudge to renew their prescription or come in for their lab test or come in for their follow-up office visit because they're actually getting reminders to help those patients stay on course. So the technology really helps physicians focus on the things that physicians went to medical school for, which is to treat patients and help them remain healthy.
In your book, you share some futuristic scenarios that sound wonderful about how connected patients can be with their doctors and healthcare and the healthcare system. Can you talk a little bit about what's next for Kaiser and what kinds of things you're looking at that are maybe on the more bleeding edge or leading edge of technology development?
Well, in terms of some of the things I put in that book are actually here now. And for us, over the past year, we implemented mobile capabilities for all of our patients, and we have at least 2 million of them have adopted those capabilities, and that's growing each month. They're able to email their doctors. They're able to look at their lab results. They're able to renew prescriptions. They're able to effectively look at all of their health record in the palm of their hand. And they can do that from anywhere on the planet today. For our patients, that's reality today. For the health system, I think the entire health system will evolve there over the next 4 to 5 years, if not sooner. the capabilities are here and now. They're available. They're extraordinarily valuable to patients inside our health system. Mobile capabilities are enabling us to really consider different ways of working. Telehealth is another topic, which is widely operating across the Kaiser system, which is allowing us to have patients come in for primary care visits, for example. And then in that visit, if for some reason they need to see a dermatologist or another specialist, there are opportunities for us to have instant or close to instant slots with specialists via telehealth where they can get all of their needs cared for in one office visit. That's a transformative experience for a patient. Not having to wait a week or two to go and see that specialist is really important for them when they're concerned about something. And it also makes, from a service standpoint, certainly enhances the level of service we're able to deliver. I expect that to be widely available across the health system. I'm also looking out a bit, and as we do look out a bit, Kaiser Permanente believes in digital health. And what I mean by digital health is truly integrating all the capabilities that our members and patients would want to access in the palm of their hands. Today I mentioned the services that they certainly have available through our mobile applications. We're going to continue to enhance those applications. It's not too far-fetched that our patients will be having mobile visits and televisits with their mobile devices and their physicians from anywhere they choose on the planet very soon. And also there are capabilities that we continue to enhance to make our health plan services more effective and convenient for our patients as well. Those are soon to come out over the course of this next year on our mobile platform. So it's an exciting time, and that area in particular is going to make the health system convenient and very accessible to just about everyone.
You know, there's so much out there, so much development going on, really exciting things and things that you'd never even think about. And I'm assuming everybody on Earth wants Kaiser to be the test bed for their application. How do you evaluate these things? What's your way that you make sure that you're spending your precious time and resources carefully?
Well, we actually have a number of innovation centers across the institution, and what we do is based on both the technologies and the clinical focus. We bring together our physicians. We actually have a department of research that does medical research, and our information technology and clinical technology groups in those centers. And we use them as an opportunity to really evaluate deeply the innovations that are coming out of both the information technology community and the clinical technology community, enabling us to evaluate them in situ, if you will, because the Innovation Center also looks like a hospital, looks like a home, and is set up to look like a medical office. So we can actually test workflow, test the technology, determine its clinical effectiveness, and then decide if we'd like to adopt it and would value it across our system. Our process around innovation is deeply rooted in our institution, and the consequence of that is that we take innovation quite seriously, and we focus on it as if we were focusing on just about any other major activity across the system, because it does create that next generation of opportunity for us.
How do you involve patients in that process?
We actually have patient communities naturally involved. We have hundreds of patients that are involved on our online capabilities. They're involved with our mobile app. They're involved helping us assess many of the settings and the capabilities that we bring into our settings. So we have patient advocates that work as part of these teams as well. So it does involve just about everyone in the continuum of care, including patients.
So I'm presuming that you're going to be going to the HIMSS meeting next week?
I will. I'll be there on Tuesday.
And what kinds of things are you going to be looking to see? Are you going to be looking for some new technologies that do new and different things, or looking for better ways of doing the things that you're already doing?
You know, a little bit of both. I mean, what's great about HIMSS, especially I was there last year, and my expectations is it will be as big or more so than it was last year. Just going out and walking the technology floor at HIMSS gives everyone in healthcare an opportunity to really glimpse the future. So many great technology vendors from around the world bring their capability to HIMSS to help them, to demonstrate them to us, and have a and help us understand how best to leverage those capabilities in our everyday operations. And that opportunity is truly unique. It's a special place, and from my standpoint, it's become a great opportunity each year to go and see, get a glimpse of the future, and to also have conversations with some of our current technology partners about our view of the future and ask them if they consider that in their plans.
And one of the things I noted in your book was you talked about the three partners that need to make this transformation happen: the technology world, which you just talked about, the health plans and payers, of course, of which Kaiser is a very large one, and the federal government. And I'm curious how you feel about how the Affordable Care Act and other government programs have helped or hindered this transformation, and what you think needs to happen in order for it to continue to evolve.
Well, my perspective is that, you know, the fact that we're covering all Americans with health insurance is absolutely the best thing that this country could have done. Everyone needs to participate in healthcare. That opportunity is certainly right in front of us over the course of this next year. So the fact that the government took that on and put that in place, I think, is a huge advantage for the country and a great step forward. That said, what it does is it allows everyone to come and participate, and now it really asks the health system across the United States to provide both the great care that we do, but also to become more efficient and more effective with that care, and because we are getting 20, 30 million more people in the system as a consequence of that act. The government has also been great at providing incentives. And the fact that the federal government put $19 billion on the table to incent doctors and hospitals to purchase and implement medical records was a good first step, and it's a great down payment on that work across this country. It's been a good incentive to start the work up and enable us to start making progress. Now the country really does need to take that on. This is a health system activity. The federal government can only help us get started. It's up to us. And I think the opportunity for this industry is to leverage the kind of capabilities that I do talk about in the book that I've just published, but also to really come together and find ways to consider how we connect the information we're creating on behalf of these patients, so that if a patient shows up anywhere in the country, every physician that treats them not only has their medical record, but has their full health history and is able to treat them to the best of their ability. That's the unique opportunity that's in front of the country, and I think it's one that the HITECH Act and healthcare reform, frankly, is incenting us as an industry to focus on.
Well, thank you, Phil. I think that you've expressed all of those sentiments very well in your book. I would encourage everybody listening to get a copy of it. It's got some great examples from Kaiser, and also a very, I think, uplifting message about what healthcare could and should look like if done the right way. So we appreciate you being with us. Pat, I don't know if you have any closing words.
No, I just want to add my thanks, Phil, and see you in New Orleans.
Thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you there.
Under the old